This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Descendants of slaves suing corporations for compensation say their fight has new vigor. One of their targets, global investment banking company Lehman Brothers, has confirmed its past ties to slavery. The company admitted the link in documents filed with the city of Chicago, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Contractors who want to do business with the city of Chicago are required to search their records to determine if they have any ties to slavery. Then they must file their results in an affidavit. The sponsor of the Chicago ordinance, Alderman Dorothy Tillman, warns companies who would try to hide an ugly truth.
If you disclose it, there's no penalty. If you lie, there's a penalty.
What's the penalty if you find out?
No more business with the city of Chicago.
Contractors have filed about 2,500 affidavits since last February. They can be found online. In a third-floor open office near the elevators at Chicago City Hall, Jessica Faulkner, who works in the procurement department, taps a few computer keys to bring up the department's website.
There's a section on the left-hand side in green titled Disclosures. Click on Disclosures, and then you're able to search by vendor name, specification number, or contract number.
So if we did Lehman Brothers.
Lehman Brothers is in the file because it's the co-manager of a bond issue for Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Company officials declined to be recorded for this report, but the affidavit that pops up on the computer screen provides some details. Here's a portion of what's stated.
The Lehman Brothers partnership, a predecessor entity to today's Lehman Brothers, was founded by three brothers in 1850 in Montgomery, Alabama. On or about March 16, 1854, the partnership, then referred to as H. Lehman and Brother, purchased a slave named Martha in Montgomery. Historical records provide no evidence as to what role, if any, Martha played.
Reparations activists suspected this much and more when they named Lehman Brothers in a lawsuit filed more than a year ago. Diane Sammons is the lead co-attorney of the reparations lawsuits that have been consolidated in Chicago's federal court.
Obviously, we had records that linked Lehman Brothers to profits that they made in the transatlantic slave trade. And in articles and in statements that they made to the press, Lehman Brothers largely denied that. So we were not surprised that the fact when they were forced to come forward legally pursuant to the statute that was passed in Chicago, that they came forward and admitted their ties, because potentially there could have been another lawsuit against them had they not come forward.
The African-American vice president who authorized Lehman's slavery disclosure told the Chicago Sun-Times the company is no longer what it was 150 years ago. And in a statement, Lehman says the allegations in the lawsuits no longer have any merit. Reparation activists who argue that corporations enrich themselves on the backs of slaves say their call is no different from Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II or from victims of the Holocaust. Sheldon Namod, a law professor at Chicago Kent College, says even so, the slavery reparations lawsuit still faces a number of hurdles.
Statute of limitations is one pretty obvious another problem might be what lawyers call the technical doctrine of standing. I mean, you know, if you were in fact a slave or a direct immediate descendant of a slave, you might have been harmed, perhaps, or might have a direct financial interest. But after all this time, it might be very difficult indeed to show a direct financial impact.
Corporations echo those types of arguments as they push for dismissal of the case. So far, the Lehman Brothers affidavit is the only one admitting a connection to slavery. Alderman Dorothy Tillman says she's certain it's not the only city contractor with a link to the slave trade.
We have two or three to suspect, and we're going to shine the light of truth on them, and they won't be able to do business.
And they will likely be targeted by reparations activists who say they are not out to bankrupt American companies, but to hold them accountable if they profited from the unpaid labor of African slaves. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.